This is Charlie, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We're going to listen to Claro first today again, and shortly we'll have both Mia and Isaac joining us in the studio, and maybe Mariana. We'll have some guests today, I think. But first, Claro, and then later in the show, we're going to be listening to a couple songs from Joni Mitchell's Miles of Isles. We just got it, me and Mia. Picking up stuff at the used record store. So we're going to see if we like it or not. Well, I already know the answer. You can probably guess the answer. But we're going to hear some more in-depth thoughts on that later. But first, Claro.
And he said, I am not left by the danger of keeping life your own friend. Strange young fraternity and effigy, and offering you an effigy. Well, around the neck of Ed, far from Montana, he's in the leg of the old sheriff. On that board fell down on his hairless eye.
Yeah. this time it's our pleasure to introduce Miss Joni Mitchell.
This is worth starting with. You Turn Me On, I'm a Radio. This is Miles of Isles, Joni Mitchell's live album of a couple early albums.
Charge all the people a dollar. We took a taxi to your mother's home. She went to Florida and left you with your father's gun alone upon her small white bed. I fell into a dream. You said up
thank you. Intermission. We'll see you in about 15 minutes.
Hello? 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 Hello?
On correctly. Hello.
Hi. What's up?
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear?
No, I can't hear you.
You can't hear? I think it's...
You're saying hello over and over. I think the people at home can hear you.
That's why?
Yeah, my headphones just weren't on.
Hi.
Mia and Isaac are here.
Hi.
The first side, first quarter of Miles of Isles is now over. Any thoughts so far?
I love it.
It's nice. I hadn't heard any of it before.
I think it was a steal for $15 at the Retromania little vintage pop-up shop that's happening.
That's a little steep. That's a little steep, to be honest.
$15?
I mean, it's
but
in good
compared
shape,
to like
though,
other ones that
shape.
They had,
it is in good condition.
It's in pretty good condition compared to they had
compared to everything on the
walls.
They
had one that basically they had one that was like $35 and it wasn't even in good condition. I don't remember what it was.
What's weird about this one is that it's got side 1 and 4 and then 2 and 3 on the same disc. I don't know if that's intentional or this was a mess up.
Intriguing.
But it's not like I'm just flipping over the disc right now. I have to go find the other one.
Where's the other one? Oh, it should be here.
It's in the archives.
Oh, it's never mind.
It's in the.
It's in there.
It's in the basement.
But
ASMR cleaning them.
Oh yes, yes. Like a little.
Because Joni Mitchell has a couple of live albums. I feel like the two to compare here, it's Miles of Isles and Shadows and Light, and both of them she's backed by a live band. And here it's the LA Express, which is like very 70s group.
That is, yeah.
So I've played some songs from Shadows and Light before on this show. Who knows? We could listen
times,
to some later.
Yeah.
But there she's backed by jazz musicians. So a lot of the same songs, but a lot of different vibes.
Oh, is that the album that you played this morning?
Maybe. I don't know.
I think you did. Because I was like, I had sent a song to my sister because I was like, dang. This is very, very
darn.
Like jazzy. Darn. It's very like jazz inspired / jazz backed, which is nice. But yeah, I mean, Joni's great.
I think both of the live albums can be good. There's a phrase that popped into my mind that I then looked up if it was an actual quote, and no, it's just like the thing people say, the comparison is the thief of joy. And I see people, whenever I see people arguing about like whether a movie is 4.5 stars or 5 stars, or an album is a 10 out of 10 or a 9 out of 10, it's like we're getting lost in the semantics here, people.
Totally. Totally, totally.
But comparing things can also bring out like what's interesting about each given thing.
Yeah.
Is this my turn?
It's your turn, Isaac, to read Ladders.
Yep.
We're about halfway through.
Tuck the gun to the back of the...
We're about halfway through the hour, and by the time we get through the second disc of this record, we'll be through to 10 o'clock.
And that's right, you gotta do one for each hour.
That's right. That is true.
Yeah, I'll do the one for the second hour. Better me, I'll do it. We'll see.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet. Or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp, or toxic, or flammable. Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/laddersafety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Thanks, Isaac. Excellent work. Now we're going to move what do you have to say?
fell into the... for a second, I thought it was ER. You were in the ER, so was I. And you were accompanying Charlie anyways.
I got to get myself into the ER.
No.
You're missing out. They got some good drugs.
Whoa.
With their amber stones and their green. He has called her from the harbor. He has kissed her with his freedom. He has heard her off to starboard. In the breaking and the breathing of the water weeds. And she's so busy being free. There's a man who's climbed a mountain and he's calling out her name. And he hopes her heart can hear 3,000 miles he calls again. There beside him, he can miss her just the same. He has missed her in the forest while he showed her all the flowers, and the branches sang the chorus as he climbed the scaly towers of a forest tree. There's a man who sent her a letter and he's waiting for his reply. He has asked her of her travels since the day they said goodbye. He writes, I wish you were beside me. We can make it if we try. He has missed her at the office with her name on all of his papers. Through the sharing of the profits, he will find it hard to shake her from his memory. And she's off somewhere being free. There's a lady in the city and she thinks she loves them all. There's the one who's thinking of her, and there's the one who sometimes calls. There's the one who writes those letters with his facts and figures scrawled. She has brought them to her senses. They have laughed inside her laughter. Now she rallies her defenses, for she fears that one will ask her for eternity, while she's much too busy being tree. There's a man who sends her medals. He is bleeding from the war. And there's a jouster and a jester. And the man who owns a star. There's a drummer and a dreamer. And you know there may be more. She will love them when she sees them. They will lose her if they follow. And she only means to please them. And her heart is full and hollow like a cactus tree.
Come now, if you come on later. class than Mick Jagger, Richard Nixon, or Gomer Pyle combined. I am a woman of heart and mind, with time on her hands, no child to raise. You come to me like a little boy, and I give you my scorn and my praise. You think I'm like your mother, or another lover, or your sister, or the queen of your dreams, or just another silly girl, when love makes a fool of me. After the rush, when you come back down, you're always disappointed. Nothing seems to keep you high. Drive your bargains, push your papers, win your medals, fuck your strangers, don't it leave you on the empty side? I'm looking for affection and respect, a little passion, and you want stimulation, nothing more, that's what I think. But you know I'll try to be there for you. When your spirits start to sink, all of this talk about holiness now must be the start of the latest style. Is it all books and words, or do you really feel it? Do you really laugh? Do you really care? Do you really smile? When you smile, you criticize and you flatter, you imitate the best, and the rest you memorize. You know the times you impress me the most are the times when you don't try. When you don't even try.
Just before our love got lost, you see, I am as constant as a northern star, and I said, constantly in the darkness, where's that at? If you want me, I'll be in a bar, on the back of a cartoon coaster, in the blue TV screen light. I drew a map of Canada, oh Canada,
grace. Oh, you're in my bloodline, holy wine. You're so bitter, baby, but you're so sweet. Oh, I could drink a kiss of you, darling, and I would still be on my feet. I would still be on my feet.
Thank you. take a look around at the blue. I love you, I love you. Blue, here is a shell for you. Inside you'll hear a sigh, a foggy lullaby. There is your song from me.
Hello? What were we talking about?
We were talking about a certain prominent celebrity's fall.
Oh yeah, let's talk about that after substances. We get on off the air. Anything you want to talk about when you're on air? Your aunts?
Yeah,
your aunt
I was
report?
Thinking about the I went to the Fells a couple days ago, and I don't one thing that's nice going out in the woods or anything, you just sit down somewhere and just kind of see whatever's moving around you. I saw some of the ants were big, like, black ants, and they had, like, a big, I was gonna say tail, but, like, abdomen, whatever, that was, like, clear.
Big butt ants?
Big butt. It was, like, clear, and I couldn't tell if it was, like, a venom or eggs or something.